The symphonic organ had its heyday in the first half of the 20th century, when organists frequently transcribed and played works written for orchestra. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, that practice is now coming back into musical fashion.
Organist Peter Richard Conti plays the Wanamaker organ, built in 1909 for the St. Louis World's Fair, then expanded in the 1920s for the seven-story grand court of what is now Macy's Department Store. It's a mega example of a symphonic organ, which is designed to make orchestral sounds.
So you'll find a French horn or two, or like here at the store, three French horns, clarinets, English horns, big flutes, and in the case of the Wanamaker organ, 115 ranks of strings.
Symphonic organs were often installed in civic spaces, so even people in towns without orchestras could still hear live performances of the repertoire.
You can go and hear the organist play your favorite orchestral music, and that there were books and books of these transcriptions.
Conti says in the 1960s, the practice of playing such transcriptions fell out of favor, and symphonic organs stopped being built. But now,
builders are building them again, and organists are transcribing again music that was written originally for orchestras, basically.
Conti himself has transcribed and recorded numerous works. He also teaches young organists.
It's so much fun to watch this young generation just embrace everything about the organ, including this art of the transcription.
So the future is in fine hands and feet.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.